You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Don't worry about that sound in the background.
It's just a force 200 strong of contractors, carpenters, and volunteers remodeling the Kiefer residence on Extreme Makeover Home Edition in Edders, Pennsylvania.
And if you want it on executive authority, Extreme Makeover Home Edition's executive producer, Brady Cannell,
and perhaps the world's coolest guy, ventures out from Video Village to visit us for an historic look both at a carpenter with clout and at how Extreme Makeover got, well, extreme. We're joined by design team pillar Paul DeMeo.
And designer Jillian Harris jumps on into the fray. So buckle your safety belt.
The 30,000-pound bulldozer being unloaded next to us won't start without it.
Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
It's an inconsequential job I work.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa. And here we are on the ground in Edders, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're taking you behind the scenes of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And I just have to say that it is awesome to be at Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
You know, how many people watch this show a week? 8 million?
I don't know.
It deserves to have 108 million because this place, I mean, you almost can't make it up.
No, you can't really make it up because it is, you know, it says extreme in the title and you see it on TV. And, you know, we watched the show for years before we actually went to one of the projects. And it is, I wish there was a show that I could watch about the actual building of the house.
The show about the show. The, if you will, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern
I think
of
they,
Extreme Makeover.
They tried to make that show for a while, and I don't know what happened to it. But, you know, it's just such an amazing experience because you set foot on to the job site, and you're in somebody's community, and, you know, all the neighbors come out, and it's just, I don't know. If you don't get emotional when you hear about the story and you meet everybody who's volunteering, because every single person that I've met who's volunteered on a project has their own personal story of why they decided to take a week off of work to come out and help. And every story is just so amazing too. It's just, and if you want to volunteer, you have to go to joinextreme.com. Check out where they're going to be up next, and you can go out and you can sign up on the website, and they'll give you a call when your shift will be and everything like that.
Sure.
For a project. And they go all over the country, so there's
scheduling.
A chance they'll be near you is pretty good.
Oh yeah,
at
without
some point.
A doubt.
Yeah.
And the scheduling, well, I guess the best way to say it is we're almost literally, and Ed Sanders showed us around some of the other stuff that you don't get to see. But it's like they built a city around this house they're building.
Yeah, it's kind of like a movie set. I don't, you know, in comparison, if you think about, you know, a big movie set, there's just, because they have this huge tent where, you know, local restaurants come out and they provide yummy food and, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then something in the middle of the night too, because it's a 24-hour project. And everyone's treated very well, and people are coming around with bottles of water and Gatorade and everything on the job site, and picking up trash, and it's just, I don't know, it's kind of, it's just awesome. I mean, awesome is like the word to be able to describe Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Apparently, Teresa's now changed the name of the show to
Awesome. That awesome show on
Awesome
ABC.
Makeover Home Edition.
Well, you know,
maybe that's the sequel.
Well, and we're bringing you behind the scenes of a project that they did in South Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, near
and it
Harrisburg.
Was actually the first one they're filming for the new season.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really cool to be, you know, to be involved in the whole thing. And, you know, we got a chance to finally meet Jillian Harrison. We're going to be interviewing her later on in the show.
Yes.
And we actually are finally getting a chance to meet Paul DeMeo coming up in this show, too.
Who actually is from sort of near where we live.
Yes, he's from Pennsylvania, too. And, you know, it's so cool to actually, you know, be able to ask them all the questions that you want to ask them. You know, you watch TV and you get to say, so, and I get to say, hey, those are really cute shoes, Jillian. Things that I've always, you know, I always want to say, but, you know, I don't know. I'm just floored. I'm just so excited.
Well,
can you tell I'm so excited?
I can. And what I want to bring up is that we got an exciting tour from Ed Sanders around this whole place. We showed up. Extreme Makeover was very kind and invited us in. We show up back in Art World, or in that area back there where they make some things, in the wood shop. And Ed Sanders comes out of a tractor trailer sweating to high heaven.
Yeah, and he's wearing his hot boots.
Drenched, soaking wet. And we he doesn't know we're going to be standing there. And we say, hey, Ed, it's Mark and Teresa.
Well, we didn't even say it's Mark and Teresa. We just said, hey, and we gave big hugs and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's so lovely. He gives such big bear hugs. And he dropped what he was doing. And we didn't ask him to. He's so gracious and so kind to us. And took us around and introduced us to everyone behind the scenes and showed us where we could get food and everything. And he, like, I don't know. It just... so warm and so kind. And everyone that works on Extreme Makeover is so nice.
That's true. And
it's like being a part of a really super big, fun family. But we're going to have to go to break, Mark.
We are. We're going to come back next with more My Fix It Up Life.
I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a whiffle ball clear or across the street, my kids all yell and scream.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and it's Fix It Up Finds, Planet.
It is Fix It Up Finds time, and I have a find that I am...
No. No. I can see it in your eyes. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm excited to share with you, and I am, like, dying a little bit inside.
Yes.
Because...
Hi, I found nonsense.
Because... No, I didn't find nonsense.
Yes. Please email us at info@myfixitupliife.com or post something on our Facebook page, facebook.com/myfixitupliife.
This is very serious.
Where we judge as a community if this is nonsense or not. Please continue.
I found this at stylist.com. Okay. Stick with me here. And it involves owl pellets. Okay. Travel down this road with me.
So has anybody logged in yet?
So... here's the cool thing is that there's this blog that I read about, and this woman actually decided to make earrings out of jawbones found inside owl pellets.
Well, you really have to look for those, don't you?
Well, they're actually, it's actually really hot looking earrings too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really hot looking earrings, and you know, she like put them on these gold hoops and everything. They're very cool. And she said she got inspired by doing it, looking back
by,
at her
by taxidermy, by fishing through an animal's poop.
Well, yeah, basically, she had a friend who knew where there were owls.
Right, and in fact, I was just asking someone the other day, hey. Where's the Tootsie Roll owl? A one, a two, a three.
Well, see, he doesn't eat creatures. He three. Eats Tootsie Roll Pops. So, like, he wouldn't have jawbones in his poo to be able to create jewelry out of. So, like, going through this creature, going through an
planet,
owl.
My head is in my hands. I'm covering my eyes in that husbandly sort
and
of rubbing
said,
the temples.
Oh, it's actually her sister. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey.
Her sister.
That makes it a better story.
Knew where the owls were. And she says, quote, "It was a veritable gold mine of pellets!" Exclamation
oh.
point.
Yes!
So she made some jawbone earrings, and she has a video on her website at thestylelist.com. You can watch a video of her making these really... They're really hot earrings, by the way, I have to say.
Spectacular. Mm-hmm. You won't let me go and see four, but I have to watch a video of someone making earrings out of owl poop. Wise decision.
It's out of...
No, whatever's in the poop, there's poop involved.
Jawbones.
That's it. I'm going to see Thor.
It's a little bit creepy. But jumping off, I have another find I want to share with
you.
Oh,
good.
Okay, so we're trying to get rid of our crib right now.
Yes, Jack has outgrown it.
He has outgrown it. He's 3 years old, and... We are trying to find someone to give it to because I don't want to just put a free sign on the street like my husband Mark does.
Gone. Guess what that does? It gets it
well,
gone.
A crib is something that is pretty is special to mommies.
Yes.
And it's very
important.
Because
dads have no heart. It's true.
Dads have no feelings. So it's special to me, and I want to give it to someone who's going to use it and love it as much as we've loved it.
That's right. Meanwhile, it will collect dust in her house for years while she finds that.
Anyway, and I read this in Parenting Magazine, and I've been holding on to it, too, because...
Much like the crib.
It's from last June, actually. But this Parenting Magazine had these tips on be smart about secondhand cribs because the I guess like Consumer Product Safety Commission, mm-hmm. there's all the regulations have changed for cribs and what's good for cribs over the years.
Really?
Yes. And there's laws in different states about different kinds of cribs. Like the drop front crib is illegal in some states. I don't think it's illegal everywhere. But, you know, just like building a deck or something else, like you can get into this whole thing. Like think
right.
about it as it's a deck. It's like a little deck for your baby to sleep in.
Yes, it is.
The width between the crib slats, so like the post, you know, the 4-inch sphere whole thing,
mm-hmm.
can be no longer than 2 3/8 inches, about the width of a soda can.
Okay.
So if it's bigger than a soda can, it's probably not going to be safe for your kid. And you want to make sure your mattress fits snugly inside of it without any gaps. So if you have getting a secondhand mattress from someone and you're getting a crib from someone, you got to make sure it matches up because a baby can, you know, turn over and then can...
Then there's a gap in there and all that stuff.
There's suffocation that can happen.
I don't want to talk about
that. Nobody wants to talk about. But, you know, there are a lot of other good tips on parenting.com about secondhand cribs. I just wanted to point that out. And, oh, speaking of kids... I know you love talking about kids. Kids and poo. That's my fine
today. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mute my channel. I'll see you in a future episode of my Fix It Up Life.
Well, one other tip I read recently that if toddlers hear you say numbers regularly, they're better able to understand math concepts by preschool than kids who aren't exposed to number talk.
You know what I say? I say figure out how long it takes you to do things. And use that number. I will be home in 6 minutes. Not in a while. Not in a little bit. Don't use those vague terms. Know how long things take to do. And then use that number. That way, you really know.
So for
few
everyone,
minutes could mean anything.
Everyone who isn't looking at my face right now would know. Like, you can't know that I'm smirking at my husband because when we met a long time ago, he'd say, when are you ready? I'd say 7 minutes. He'd say, who says 7 minutes?
Well, I don't mean to be a lunatic and shave it
and,
down.
And I
to
would
that
be ready
surgical...
in 7 minutes.
Yeah. Say 10.
Because
round
I
it.
Know. It's yeah. a little more than 5, less than 10, and it'll be about 7 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There yeah. you have it. But
we have
that
like
number.
Just about a minute though. Do you have a find or do you want me to talk about another find real quick?
Literally, you finally said it out loud that you have made this entire segment yours.
Well, this particular one.
And you didn't even give me a chance. And you know what? This is what this sounds like.
Are you rattling up your
That's me crinkling up
find?
My find and giving in.
Do you know that kids who go to daycare have significantly fewer language delays by age three than those who stay at home.
Do you know any husband who does Fix It Up Fines with his wife does have significant language delays?
Well, that makes sense to me because, you know, as a mommy person, you know what your child is trying to communicate with you. And if your child has to communicate with other people, even if it's like, even just dad talk, it's they have to do a little bit more to communicate. And we're going to have to communicate more after this break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Love it.
You might be.
Am I on?
Steered a face looking back at me. You might be. Idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fix It Up wife, Teresa. And we are here, boots in the mud, at the Extreme Makeover Home Edition, Central Pennsylvania Bill.
We are, and we are watching the house go up.
It's almost like you don't need the time-lapse camera, because it's happening in real time right in front of us.
It is happening right in front of us, and it's like I'm out of my mind, actually. I'm actually out of my mind because I was surprised to know that this particular home that they're working on is the first home for Season 9 of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and it's actually a remodel.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
And we are joined by someone who can speak more to that.
Yes, we are.
Brady Connell, who's the executive producer of the show.
That is right.
Does that also make you the head muckety-muck?
I am one of the two head muckety-mucks. There are two of us.
Really?
Yeah, what a lot of people don't know is there are actually two entire teams that do our show.
Alpha and Bravo.
Alpha and Bravo. So this is the Alpha team. We're in Pennsylvania. And the Bravo team.
We only do Alpha.
Bravo team today is actually door knocking on another family in Utah. So there is a duplicate of everything you're seeing also happening somewhere else in the country. So there's another executive producer who oversees that.
And do you guys get along?
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Actually, it's interesting.
Do you, say my job was better than your job?
Well, it's a little friendly competition there. You know, the whole team actually really wants to make sure that, you know, the alpha episodes, you know, are really strong.
And I like to have all the alpha males on the alpha.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So as a Bravo, is it a woman?
Very theatrical over there.
Yeah.
Very theatrical.
Very emotional.
Yeah,
Do they build the house out of curtains?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's a lot of fun for the audience to like try to think about, like, wow, how do they do that? You know, how does Ty go back and forth? Because this is the day five for our 9-day
and
total
he was
production
here
schedule.
Just yesterday.
That's right. He flew yesterday afternoon over to Utah, mm-hmm. and he is door knocking today on a new family, and then they'd knock that house down tomorrow, and then Ty will come back here just in time to do the final day of reveal here. So Ty works really hard. Like, I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Ty is the hardest working guy by far on this entire project or two projects.
And he's a super nice guy, too. Yeah, I think I kind of fell in love with him a little bit yesterday.
It's true.
Because,
Mark,
you know,
in a good way.
In the, you know, friendly, brotherly kind of way. I keep
That's
getting,
not what I because, heard, actually, but, you know.
Well, because yesterday we saw him, and we've interviewed him before, and it was lovely that he actually remembered us. But the thing is that he's graciously taking photos with everybody who asks, and there was a kid playing soccer, and he started playing soccer, passing the ball back and forth, doing tricks and everything, taking time, and he literally had to film a scene and then get on the plane to go to Utah. And he's taking time out to play with this little boy, and I was just...
You know, it was great, too, because it was clear that he had to leave.
Yes.
And he kept
going back to the ball.
Pass the ball, and he'd be like, and the kid would kick it right back to him.
Yeah.
And he'd go, yeah, I want to be here.
He'd juggle
the ball for a while.
Yeah, instead of getting on another public
plane.
Yeah.
So try to imagine his life, though. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Every minute counts in his world. And
he probably has, like, a reminder where he is, like, when he wakes up in the
morning. Yeah, pretty much. We have to, like, okay, this is the Kiefer family. We're in Pennsylvania. Yeah. You know, and he's like, oh, yeah, right. I got it. But I tell you, he is, after 9 years on this show, traveling like that, like he does, he remains as emotionally invested and attached as he was on day one of episode one, you know, the first year. He is really the heart and soul of the show for everybody, not just for the families. I mean, you certainly see him connect with all kinds of people on the show, but behind the scenes with the crew and the staff, you know, he is the motivator, and he deserves to be who he is, because he's doing a great job.
And that's not just for TV, is what you're saying. I mean, it kind of feels like that gravitas is happening. It's not a switch that goes on and off.
That's right.
That's what Teresa was saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. I kind of fell in love with him because it's not just for TV.
Because of that.
But
yeah,
I want to talk about something else, though.
Yes.
Can I change topics?
Let's do the segue. Sorry. Let's do the change.
So the thing is that we're standing here, just, you know, very close to the house right now on the job site,
and it's 100 feet away,
and it's a big ordeal getting here to the job site. You have to go to a special location, and that, you know, you get a bus and you have to come here as a visitor or as a volunteer or whatever. And the entire neighborhood is taken over. And
there are vans, tents, campers, equipment.
There's a volunteer, gates. A neighbor volunteer, who said that she invited everyone on the crew to go use her pool yesterday. You know,
that's
just
great.
Come
Did
on
you get
down.
That in?
No, I'm interested.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But my question is, when you're coming into a neighborhood, mm-hmm. and when you're picking out the families, you know, you go into the neighborhood, what do you do? You go around and just canvass the whole neighborhood and knock on their door and say, hey, you know, we're Extreme Makeover. We're thinking about coming to a house in your neighborhood.
Pretty much. I know it sounds crazy, but again, remember, this whole thing is a secret.
Yes.
The family literally does not know that they have been officially chosen until the day that Ty stands on their front lawn and says, good morning, Kiefer family. So we have to go to all the neighbors, you know, if it's going to happen.
Of all the people who might get it.
That's right. There's multiple people who are sort of finalists, you know, for the Central Pennsylvania build. And
do people,
as we get closer,
shut the door on you? Like, because you're... They think that you're trying to sell them something.
Yeah, there are definitely people who, you know, who just want to make sure that they're
sign a petition for somebody.
Yeah. But for some reason, our show, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, more than almost any other show, you know, on the air, people really feel a connection to it, and it's a very supportive, you know, supportive kind of thing. So when someone shows a business card from Extreme Makeover or gives a website and they see their, you know, the location manager's name on the website, they're like, okay, this is official.
Yeah,
and then maybe we have to come back a couple times, but eventually... Literally, eventually, everybody agrees. It's not like we twist their arm either. I mean, we just say, hey, we're going to be coming. We want to, you know, we want to help this family. And if it happens on this day, are you okay if we come and park, you know, a 30-foot trailer on your front lawn? And they say, sure.
For 9, 10, 12 days?
That's right. That's right. It's about 9 days total.
It's about nine.
The build itself takes 7 days. But actually, I shouldn't say that, because we stick around it afterwards for a day or two and clean up. And so, yeah, maybe 8 or 9 days for all of those trucks. But we have porta potties and, you know, big construction vehicles. We're pouring, you know, giant mounds of dirt or gravel on people's front lawns. And, you know, everyone's probably thinking, oh, I would never let that happen, you know, in my neighborhood. But I got to tell you, everywhere we go, everywhere. I mean, we've been to all 50 states.
And
we've done
191
homes. This is the 192nd.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Pretty much without exception, you know, the neighborhood, you know, comes together and offers up their services. And next thing you know, they are best friends with all the designers, and they're having a great time. And neighbors are meeting neighbors whom they haven't met, you know, for years. And we've heard stories later that, you know, the neighbor down, five doors down, is now the godparent of my child, and I didn't even know him before the build. So there's this really there's an interesting sort of community block party, you know, for a week kind of event that happens that I'm also very proud of. You know, we certainly, you know, tell the story of this family and how their lives have been changed. And that's what inspires most people out there when they watch the show. But I kind of wish there was a whole other show that documented the larger impact on the community, because I do believe that, again, people would be inspired if they saw what happens in each community.
The process, we can't say it enough. Teresa and I can't say it enough. We're just fascinated, flabbergasted. Is that positive? Whatever, we're
impressed.
Amazed. Impressed to no end to watch you as executive producer / ringleader turning this into a story that has motion. It has a house that doesn't leak. That's beautiful. You know,
and making a place too for all the volunteers that are comfortable, they're happy, they're well fed. There, you know, there's a massage tent here.
I spent 3 hours in that.
It's you know, it's hard work. It's hard work here, but it's comfortable though to be here and to be able to orchestrate all of that with the buses and everything. It's amazing.
And the important thing to remember is that everything here is donated. It's not like we're doing it. We're just, you know, we are 60 people who come together and we have to do our television show part of things.
Right.
But essentially the builder, Musser Home Builders, Jeff Musser, who is one of the local builders here, he and his whole team, they are responsible for all of this. Like, they call a local massage, you know, place and then ask them to come out.
No kidding.
They volunteer their time. And there's like 6 or 7 people over there giving free massages, you know, nonstop 24 hours a day. That is all volunteer. Every ounce of food that is served here. And everything on the house.
And it's delicious,
single,
too.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's different restaurants and different, you know, that have come together. So it's not like it's one catering company that does the whole thing.
Yes.
It's, you know, probably several dozen different restaurants and companies that have come together to feed thousands of people for the entire week. And, again, everything in the house, every shingle, every brick, everything is donated by local companies and local vendors. And that, again, is a real testament to not just Central Pennsylvania, you know, because it honestly, it happens everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And that is so good. But we have to take a break, Mark.
Sorry.
We're going to have to say goodbye.
Okay.
And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my friend.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Thinking about building a deck?
Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real. And my fabulous wife, Teresa.
Oh, see, that's the way you get a compliment from your husband. You put him on the radio, and you compliment him, and, well, he has to compliment you back.
Goodness begets goodness.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And that's the theme of where we are, to get right to it, here at Extreme Makeover Home Editions, Central Pennsylvania Build,
yes.
Where good does beget good.
It does.
And we are joined by a great guest, designer, carpenter, actor, musician. Am I leaving something out?
I once performed surgery when I cut my finger. There was a.
Are you good with Band-Aids and everything?
You've got a carpenter's hands, boot check. Okay, we got to go through the whole
Paul
thing.
Paul DeMeo.
Paul DeMeo.
Yes. For everyone
nice
listening.
Nice to meet you guys. Pleasure
yes.
to meet you, Teresa.
Totally
Mark,
great
Tim,
to have you here.
Thank you for that. It's wonderful having live music here. Terrific.
Well, I am so excited because we have known you on this show for, what, 7 years now?
9 years. Is it nine years? Is it 8 years? I'm not sure.
I think it's nine.
Is it nine? Yeah. I know we're in our first build of season nine.
Yes.
So it's eight.
We did our first build in 2002.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to get some scratch paper.
But I didn't know you were from, actually, Pennsylvania.
I am. A town outside of about 13 miles outside of Philadelphia called Media, PA. It's mm-hmm. the county seat of Delaware County. I went to Pencrest High School. We were just talking about you guys coming down from Ambler. I used to spend some time up there and left and went to college for a little bit of time in Pittsburgh, place Point Park College.
Right on.
So do you have, like, a lot of family still around?
Or? Still have family. They've kind of left the media area and moved out to Westchester, but I still have a sister in Westchester. I have a sister that teaches out here in Mechanicsburg.
Okay.
So we're.
So have you gotten to see her?
Yeah, she stopped by a couple of times.
That's nice.
That's cool. And now where's your home base now?
I live now in Los Angeles.
Right on. So a big shift, sort of, for you from growing up as a young guy in the East Coast.
It was. I spent about about 13, 14 years in New York City. And then once you get out to California and you lose this humidity, it's hard to come back. It's a little difficult.
It might just, to put a,
yeah,
it
when
might,
you're
the
on
air
these-
might just turn to liquid.
Yeah.
It's basically gel right now.
Well, yeah.
It's 122 degrees in the house.
You always have, like, a little coating,
really?
You know, like a little glistening all over you in the summertime when you're out here.
You do. It's good for the skin. That's
it
what
is.
I say.
It kind of makes you feel alive.
Yes.
You know.
It does. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, shiny.
Well, we've got a couple things we do here on My Fix It Up Life where no one knows it's happening until I spring it
on
them.
I have no idea it's happening either.
Yeah, but
Well, you're
of all,
the wife.
Okay.
Of all the things you do that, and people know you for Extreme Makeover probably more than anything, but I've got a boot check going on you right now. Can't make it up. You can't be an actor and have shoes like that. And your hands could look like they could build the house by themselves.
That's genetics. There's nothing you can really do about that. As a matter of fact, a nickname of Sausage Fingers growing up. So it comes from, I think, the Sicilian part of the family that... You're born with these kind of stubs.
Strong man hands.
But you have the real pedigree of a woodworker and a carpenter and a remodeler. And
wait.
All these.
I've read that money. You actually you're the master carpenter on Aaron Burr.
Yes,
we
did. I worked
now
for a great company.
How do you do that?
Well, you go to New York and you apply to certain construction companies, and then you get hired because you're somewhat competent.
Yes.
And they hand you, you know, a sander and say, you know, you're going to use this for the next year. So you really learn how to sand really well before you ever get to actually build anything.
Oh,
and you keep working your way up, and finally you end up being a project manager for a project like the Aaron Burr House on Commerce Street, which is a landmark building. So we weren't rushed. It wasn't building a house in 7 days. It was taking about 18 months to... redrew crown moldings and go out to Brooklyn and actually cast plaster crown moldings. Oh, and it was a lot of fun.
Killing me. That is beautiful.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's how they used to do it.
That's how they did it. They pull those knives. Yeah. They would pull those knives. They would add horsehair into the plaster to keep that strength, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
well,
the horsehair
not to say anything,
acts as a fibrous material for the plaster to hold it together.
Yes,
well,
it
I want
does.
To say, not to say anything taken away from the Extreme Makeover homes, because the level of craftsmanship is just... It looks great on TV, but it looks great when you're inside the house and you're walking around and everything, too.
Well, so, yeah. So what you have
some
here...
Some things
you...
are made for TV, and this is made for...
It's
Real
made
life.
For both. This will last this family, it'll last the keepers the rest of their lives.
Yes.
And then someone else. And matter of fact, Brian, one of the reasons we did a partial remodel was because Brian wanted this house for the rest of his life. He didn't want to go. So we said, well, let's make sure he keeps part of what he started with.
Nice.
So not since season two have we done a remodel. So this was our first remodel in about 7 years.
Is it harder, easier, same but different than doing the tear-down rebuild?
I think it's a little bit more difficult. I think having Jeff Musser and his crew here and the knowledge he brings to remodeling and new home building is huge. But whenever you're dealing with something that is old, you don't know what's actually there until you start your demo. And we can't demo until we get here. We can't let the family know, so we can, hey, we've just come in to make a few holes in your walls. We can't do any of that. We can't do soil testing. We can't do any of that kind of stuff. So
Oh, wow. It
makes it a little bit more difficult, I think, to actually remodel opposed to build new.
And you're looking at the team that comes in here, looking at several different families, too. That's why you can't actually go into the home of this family and look around really closely, because... You know, there are other families in this area that you're looking at for possible projects at the same time. So it's all secrets.
We have lots of secrets.
Yes.
We have lots of secrets.
But nobody knows that you're going to be here.
Right. From not knowing that moment that Ty pulls up with the megaphone and says, good morning, Kiefer family.
Yes.
So we do many things to fool the family into thinking that we're not coming.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of things did you do to not to fool them? So
I don't
want to
ask,
here?
But I'm dying
well, they're
to ask.
Secrets. They're well, secrets.
Well, you've already done
secrets.
Them.
Not,
that, them. Well, we, but what about for the next family that we come to,
oh,
Teresa?
That's
let's,
true.
Like,
yeah.
Is this the last show we're going to do with Extreme
no,
Makeover?
No, but
I'd
love to know all the secrets.
Are you ending my
I
world here?
The
are
secrets.
You bringing it to a swift end?
No.
By the way, Brady Cannell was here before, and he actually has a message for you about not working here anymore.
Oh! So now you can tell me all the secrets.
Oh, well, that would be one of the decisions. That would be something quick, and that would be good.
Yeah, that's how they decided to do it. Have you been on the show the longest?
Well, no, there's a few of us. Tracy's here this week. She's been here since our pilot, Michael Conley, right there, our first AD, has been here. There's on day one, we went around the room and said, tell us how long you've been here, and four of us have raised our hands from being here since the pilot, which was first called Space Invaders. You know, it was never meant to be this.
Wait.
It was never meant to be
it was
what
called
it, what
Space
it is.
Invaders? More,
Space Invaders?
The
was
pilot?
Was the working title of the show.
What was the working concept of the show?
The working concept was putting designers together to remodel a house in 7 days. When we shot the pilot, we shot it for a family with a little girl with leukemia. So instead of having a bunch of people standing around arguing with one another about what to do, it all came to really about what are we going to do to help this little girl, to help this family deal with this disease. So during that first week, that first pilot, it kind of morphed itself into what it is now.
Did you do then for the pilot the actual remodel, or did you change gears and blow that house down?
No, we did a remodel. That whole first season, we did a remodel. We were remodeling homes, extensive remodels. You know, we were adding square footage, and we kept working towards, is it easier to tear it down? Is it easier to tear it down? You know,
right.
Where can we, can somebody do this? Can you build a house in 4.5 days? Not 7 days.
Not seven.
4.5
yes.
days. 106 hours. And we gave it a try, and we certainly have failed miserably sometimes, as you do when you're trying to succeed. And we're left with this. I think this is our 194th home.
I'm blown away.
This next portion of the show will be brought to you by us not talking about
anything. By silence.
Because I don't even know how to follow that up. I mean, what a story.
Well, but you look at the help. You look at the, you know, I mean, I consider myself a fair to Midland craftsman. I get to work with everyone from, you know, from the Amish to people coming in from Pittsburgh, people coming in from Baltimore, people that have worked with us before. So, I mean, it does not happen without them. It does not happen without this army of volunteers. It does not happen without Jeff Musser and his crew, you know, that make this all happen, you know.
Well, and the job site, too, it's the most polite, quiet, nicest job site I've ever been around. I mean, no one's yelling at each other. Everyone's very nice. It's calm.
There's more talking when I work by myself.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get on Mark's job site.
Right.
No, but it's just like, it's a nice, friendly, calm, very organized, and yet...
Well-oiled.
Yet it's just like busy beyond busy.
I think
at the same time.
When there is a cause, when one's fighting for a cause, whether it be... Whatever it is, it pulls people together. So now we're all focused on doing one thing. We're focused on making sure a kid by the name of Brian Kiefer has the tools he needs to fulfill a dream. His dream is that someday he's going to get up out of his wheelchair and he's going to walk. For that very purpose, we've actually kept a set of stairs in this house that we're not demoing, that we're not taking down.
Oh, wow.
Just to keep that in the back of his mind that he works towards that. I think when you do that, people kind of put away their yelling and screaming. Unless one hits the, trust me, if you hit your finger with the hammer, you're going to say, you're going to drop.
Zippity-doo-dah. That's what our 10-year-old always says to say.
I'm not going to say zippity-doo-dah. I'm going to say something else.
Okay.
I'm going to say what a 53-year-old usually says.
That's what Sanders said you would say. So he told us to put the brakes on you when we start getting to this area of the conversation.
Right. So I always to finish that last, because I think it's really important. We are lucky enough, all of us, the 55 of us or the 60 of us who travel around the country doing this, to see mankind on its best behavior, because everybody does come together for one cause.
That is so good. You don't even know what to say.
No, because I've got shivers. I really do. The stairs inside, that just blows me away. So I'm just
how do you go from one of these to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, and not just, I don't know, be so emotionally drained that it's uplifting, yet it's so...
How are you the cheerleader when you're in the middle of the tragedy that
You have to. You know, there are two amazing things that happen here. One is that you build a house in 5 days. The other is that you make a television show about building a house that's very successful. A very successful television show. I mean, Disney has had this on, ABC's had this on the air for a long time.
And it's like 9 million viewers every week.
So we know that we have to be the storytellers. I mean, you're going to try to do that. You need to really focus in on what your job is, not just to make a house workable for a young man in a wheelchair, but also to make a television show.
Well, I'm impressed. I don't know if I could do it.
I think we have to take a break.
We do have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Perfect.
Searching for a place that's home. But you always fail to find.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Looking back at me, it might be idle conversation piece. It might be another way.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are doing an extreme show today.
Extremely.
Extremely.
Without a doubt, it's extremely hot.
It is extremely hot.
We're extremely in the middle of Pennsylvania.
We are at Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and we are standing next to the lovely Jillian Harris.
And I'm going to say extremely pretty.
Extremely
Guys,
pretty.
I cannot believe that there's like live acoustic guitars is like happening on your show. I mean,
well,
seriously,
yeah.
Who does that?
That's how we roll.
You guys
that's
are extreme.
My Fix It Up Life.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
And I love your earrings, by the way.
Oh, they're from, not Walmart, Target.
Really?
I'm a thrifty shopper.
Really? Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Can you actually go into a Target and not be mobbed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not a big deal anymore. I mean, I was at one. No, not that I was a big deal ever. But, you know, I mean, plus, especially in small towns, people are super cool.
Yeah.
And you know what my dad said to me once? He said, when I was like, when I came off that other show, we'll talk about that show, you know, people were mobbing me. And my dad said to me, you know what? There's some people who, you know, have to carry on porta potties for business. And there's some people who are plumbers or who fish for crabs or whatever. And he said, your job is that people want to talk to you and that you make people smile. So you know what? If you get mobbed at the Target, big deal. Deal with it. So you know what?
Nice.
It's true. And you always meet great people. It's not like people are mean. So
nice.
I love it.
Well,
yeah.
And this is an awesome job, too.
Yeah.
Working here at Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Are you kidding me? It's a dream.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And I want to know how you got involved. Like, how did you... Did someone call you? Did you call someone?
Yeah, well, before... America even knew who I was, I was just a regular old girl. I still am a regular girl. I'm Canadian. I was a designer, and I was a part of a lot of charities up north. And I did The Bachelor and Bachelorette, of course, which you guys know. How that even came about, I have no clue. It's just a big old awesome mess. And when I was off The Bachelorette, I really wasn't sure if I was comfortable staying in the television business. It was just really hard for somebody who's never been exposed to that. And it stressed me out a lot. So I said, no way. And ABC said, come on, there's got to be something that you still want to do. And I said, not unless it has to do with either philanthropy or design. And then I think right away, they said, well, what about a guest spot on Extreme? And that guest spot has landed me a part-time permanent position with the crew.
That is so amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you just described the show, essentially. I mean, philanthropy and design are huge elements.
Totally. It's so much fun. I mean, even just today, you know, you just chatting with you guys, it's like, is this my job for real? Like, I am just so absolutely blessed. And you know, you say to yourself, I have to do something with this, all this luck. But you are doing something with the luck. So, you know, it's the best of all the worlds. It's just awesome.
That is so cool. I'm jealous.
Well, yeah,
I'm literally
you guys
jealous.
Have a pretty good gig, too.
We do.
This is our job.
This
our job
is
to talk to you.
Right. I love it. See?
And we're married, so we get to hang out together.
You guys are married. What a cute couple.
So we get to hang out.
Oh, my gosh. For anybody who's listening that doesn't know what these guys look like, they're so cute.
Oh. And you're cute, too.
Yeah,
hold on, I
got to
get the $20 bonus pay.
And if you don't follow Jillian,
come on, Mark, cough it up. We said 50.
We said 50.
I don't want, la, la, la. I don't hear anything at all. No, we follow you on Twitter, Jillian Harris.
Okay,
and
I love to tweet.
Yes, so for all of our listeners, you should go and check her out, and JillianHarris.com as well.
Yes, and I follow you guys on Twitter, too.
Because not all of the designers on Extreme Makeover are on Twitter.
I know.
And are on Facebook.
Apparently, I don't have a life. Because between Twitter, Facebook, my website, and this new crazy addiction that I have called Bakery Story on my iPhone, where I, like, make apple pies and stuff, and I have to get back to them to serve them to my customers. I'm like officially the biggest dork on
so, so basically, you don't need to, like, do you sleep at all? Do you, like?
I do, actually.
Because you're, like, so busy.
Well, when I am awake, I'm constantly busy.
You're, like, all on.
I've got a business back home in Vancouver. I've got some incredible clients, and I do this, and I'm traveling all over the place. But when I'm out, I'm out. I'm out hard, and then I wake up, and bam, all over again.
I like it.
Yeah. Wow.
I like, now, you know, 30,000-foot view, how do you manage a business happening in Vancouver with a shoot schedule like
this? You have some incredible people that work for you, and that, you know, I've got some incredible girls back home, and they bust their butts, and thank God for email and social media and all that. You can keep a handle on things and approve mail work drawings, and then get back to extreme and kind of juggle it all.
Well, and I know that you have to get back to what you're doing here on the job site too. So, and I think we have to take a break, babe.
I think I know we have
you
to take a
rock.
Break.
Thank you for all of you guys that are listening. You got to tune in Sunday nights and Friday nights. We'll be switching it up again on season 9. But
yes,
and we will be back in a minute with more on Fix It Up Live.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. Just a simple no, what to do. What do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? Sometimes we just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life, my crazy fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa from the job site in Eders, Pennsylvania. It's happening all around us.
Happening all around us. And I snapped a couple photos of our kids' toys. I always bring a little toy from Lexi and from Jack in my purse wherever we go, wherever we travel. And I like to snap a little photo of their toys, you know, on the job site or wherever city that we're at,
it's
doing an appearance
cool.
or whatever. And I have I took a picture of Jack's little truck with all the trucks in the background there with the project going on.
Very
it was
neat.
Very fun.
Very neat. And they are loading up just giant equipment.
Yeah, they could use every truck, even Jack's little Tonka truck.
And you know what's incredible? As the day goes by, literally the day, the equipment is getting smaller.
Oh, like that's right, because they 30,000
pound excavator in the back.
The site work and everything,
yep.
And they put the superior walls in, and then they move forward, and by the end, you know, they're just wiping things down.
Well, they're not doing that now.
No,
but the
equipment, you know what I mean.
Is, now there's skid steers out there. They weren't there before.
They go from cranes to, like, little rags.
That's a lovely story, and as people here give freely of themselves,
ooh.
I want to alert you to our free stuff.
Free stuff. We're giving away really awesome prize packs on our website. You go to myfixitoplife.com, click on free stuff to enter to win, or go to our Facebook page, My Fix It Up Life, and you click on the little tab on the side called sweepstakes, and you can enter to win right now
We've got a great Stanley Tools, and I name this. Thank you very much.
The Stanley Tools Fat Max Super Pack.
And it's customized with 32 different Stanley tools.
32.
Storage, organization, layout.
Did you say organization?
I did. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Organization.
Really?
Yeah. That you can utilize, Asian, for different things.
Different azations?
They're all great tools. We also have, courtesy of toolking.com,
the DeWalt 18-volt cordless 9-tool combo kit.
Exactly. It's got a custom carrying bag. You got tools that you need to do all kinds of different stuff. So sign up.
We're actually giving away 41 tools right now on our website. Can you believe that?
Okay, here it is.
Who else is giving away 41 tools?
Here's the throwdown. Who else is giving away 41 tools?
I have no idea who's giving away that many tools. But, you know, they're pretty awesome prizes. And, you know, we are bringing you to the set of Fix This Yard next week, where we actually did interviews with Amy Devers and Alan Luxmore on swings.
Fix This Yard had a wonderful, it was real wood swing set in the backyard. Thing was huge.
It was huge. And we showed up at the job site. We were, you know, it was wonderful to be invited to go there and to interview them.
And they're like, where do you want to set up?
And, you know, Mark was like, here or there, whatever. And then I saw the swing set and I said, there you go.
Put a table in front of that.
And they...
I only swung into the equipment.
I want to do it on the swing set. And then there was a PA that was immediately directed to set it up for me. I was like, I feel like a princess. And, you know, the fun thing, too, is that we were actually swinging. Like, Amy Devers was swinging while we were talking with her.
Yeah, Alan didn't swing so much. I think that's the first swing set interview he's ever done.
He probably wanted to do pull-ups off that thing because he is, like, so ripped. And you can check him out at alanluxmore.com and amydevers.com. And Fix This Yard is on A&E. And
Saturday mornings at 10, I believe.
Yes, and their new season doesn't start airing until, I think it's, like, the spring of 2012. So... And that's where we were at one of those projects. Pretty awesome stuff.
Indeed.
It really awesome stuff. But, you know, I want to get back to Extreme Makeover because go to joinextreme.com to find out where they're going to be next. And you can volunteer and help or just be a spectator.
That's right. The whole thing is incredible. So as you proceed through your Fix It Up Life, email us at info@myfixitup.life. Find out our prizes. Tell us your triumphs. Ask us some questions.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and check out our videos on YouTube and join us next week for more
My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. Might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple love. I say to you, when I can see all I want with you. You might be
kids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix it up life. Into my fix it up life. Into my fix it up life. My crazy fix it up life. This is our fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.